When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. In today's video, we're going to be discussing the cast members of Harry Potter. Specifically, we're going to be addressing what the iconic Harry Potter cast, full of superstars, is doing now. When we think of the Harry Potter films, it's hard to believe that the most recent installment came out over a decade ago, with The Deathly Hallows Part 2 hitting the silver screen in 2011. But if that doesn't sound like a long time ago, then it may surprise you to hear that the first installment, The Philosopher's Stone, came out a decade before that, in 2001. But while it's been quite some time since we've seen the original cast in action, they did give us 10 years of great movies, which I'll be forever grateful for. Today, I'm going to be exploring what your favourite characters, 50 of them for that matter, are up to in a post-Harry Potter world. What have they achieved in their acting careers, personal lives, during these past 11 years? Let's get into it. 1. Horace Slughorn, Jim Broadbent. Hogwarts' lovable potions professor and head of Slytherin House was played by actor Jim Broadbent, who, before and after Harry Potter, had an illustrious acting career. Broadbent, who first joined the cast in 1996 for The Half-Blood Prince, has since starred in a multitude of popular films, TV shows, including, but certainly not limited to, The Iron Lady, a film about ex-PM Margaret Thatcher, where he plays her husband Dennis Thatcher opposite Meryl Streep, as well as Game of Thrones, where he plays Archmeister Ebros. 2. Sirius Black, Gary Oldman. When it comes to the Harry Potter cast, it's hard to imagine a career more successful or dynamic than that of Gary Oldman, who plays Harry's godfather and marauder, Sirius Black. Since Harry Potter ended, he's been involved in a multitude of films, including, but not limited to, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Robocop, Darkest Hour, where he plays Winston Churchill, and The Dark Knight Rises, where he plays Commissioner Gordon. 3. Dudley Dursley, Harry Melling. Dudley Dursley, Harry's awful cousin who spent his youth making Harry's life miserable, was played by an actor who, incidentally, is called Harry himself, Harry Melling. While Melling seemingly disappeared after the Harry Potter films had ended, I was delighted to see him in TV's The Queen's Gambit, where he plays yet another Harry, Harry Beltic. 4. Ginny Weasley, Bonnie Wright. Ginny Weasley, Weasley family member and Harry's love interest, was played by actress Bonnie Wright. As it turns out, shortly after the Harry Potter films had ended, Wright created her own film production company, Bonbon Lumiere, where she has since been able to stretch her skill set outside the confines of a traditional actor. While Wright has starred in some TV film works, she seems to have shifted her focus even more towards directing and screenwriting in more recent years. 5. Lucius Malfoy, Jason Isaacs. Lucius Malfoy, who is Draco's dad and one of the slimiest characters in the series, is played by actor Jason Isaacs. Since completing his time as a Harry Potter cast member, Isaacs has been very active in the acting circuit, taking on roles in other star-studded film franchises, TV series, including Star Trek and Star Wars. However, that barely scratches the surface of Isaac's acting resume. 6. Garrick Ollivander, John Hurt. Garrick Ollivander, who doles out wands to the young witches and wizards in the wizarding world, was played by iconic British actor John Hurt. Tragically, Hurt passed away in 2017, but over the course of his life and career, it's very clear that he certainly wasn't short of accolades. After the last Harry Potter, he landed roles in popular TV series including Merlin, Labyrinth, and The Last Panthers, among others. 7. Ron Weasley, Rupert Grint. Ron Weasley of the Weasley clan, and Harry's best friend, is played by actor Rupert Grint. Since the Harry Potter films ended, Grint has landed numerous acting roles in television, film, my favourite being Sick Note, where he plays Daniel Glass alongside co-star Nick Frost. You may be also surprised to hear that Grint is now a father, having welcomed his first daughter along in May of 2020. 8. Voldemort, Ralph Fiennes. Lord Voldemort, one of the best villains in film history, was played by none other than Ralph Fiennes. Since Harry Potter ended, Fiennes has been involved in a number of theatrical productions, as well as some popular films, including The King's Man, The Grand Budapest Hotel, and recent James Bond films, where he plays the iconic role of M. 9. Remus Lupin, David Thewlis. Remus Lupin, Marauder, Werewolf, and one-time Dada Professor, was played by iconic British actor David Thewlis. Since Harry Potter ended, Thewlis has been involved in various film TV projects, including The Theory of Everything, which outlines the life of theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking, Wonder Woman, and 2022's The Sandman, among many others. 10. Sybil Trelawney, Emma Thompson. If we're going to talk about iconic British actors, then we of course can't forget Emma Thompson, who played Sybil Trelawney, Hogwarts' questionable divination professor. Since Harry Potter ended, Emma has been involved in a multitude of projects, including, but not limited to, Men in Black, Saving Mr. Banks, and Bridget Jones. 11. McGonagall, Maggie Smith. Maggie Smith, who plays Hogwarts Transfiguration Professor and later headmistress Minerva McGonagall, has fairly openly expressed her disinterest in discussing the Harry Potter series in more recent years, which is why it should come as no surprise that she has embraced other projects, the most notable probably being Downton Abbey, where she plays Violet Crawley. 12. Dumbledore, Richard Harris, Michael Gambon. Dumbledore, Hogwarts headmaster and powerful wizard, was originally played by actor Richard Harris, but after he tragically passed away in 2002, the role was reprised by actor Michael Gambon. Since Harry Potter ended, Gambon has been featured in many shows, films, including the PBS miniseries Little Women, Victoria and Abdul, Kingsman: The Golden Circle, Dad's Army, and Judy. 13. Phileas Flitwick, Warwick Davis. Warwick Davis plays Professor Phileas Flitwick in the Harry Potter films. Also, less notably, Griphook. Flitwick's character was known for many things: his mastery of dueling, his teaching of charms, and perhaps, most notably, being the head of Ravenclaw House. Since Harry Potter ended, Davis has featured in a number of films, TV shows, including Doctor Who, and various projects inside of the Star Wars franchise. 14. Aberforth Dumbledore. Aberforth Dumbledore, the brother of Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore, was played by actor Kieran Hinds. Since Harry Potter ended, Hinds has featured in a number of films, TV shows, including Rome, Game of Thrones, and Shetland. 15. Weasley Twins. The mischievous Weasley twins, Fred and George Weasley, were played, respectively, by actors James and Oliver Phelps. Since Harry Potter ended, the actors have continued to work together, starring in various television acting roles. However, it appears that the pair have also branched out from traditional media by starting their own podcast, Normal Not Normal. 16. Fleur Delacour, Clemens Posey. Fleur Delacour, fierce Triwizard Tournament contestant and later wife to Bill Weasley, was played by actress Clemens Posey. Since Harry Potter ended, Posey has continued to thrive in her successful modeling career while simultaneously landing roles in big-name films such as Tenet. 17. Seamus Finnegan, Devon Murray. Seamus Finnegan, the young Gryffindor who had a knack for blowing things up, was played by Irish actor Devon Murray. Since Harry Potter ended, Murray appears to have weaned off of film television and instead seems to be focusing on his family life. In 2018, Murray began dating Shannon Quinn, and in 2021, they welcomed their son, Cooper. 18. Draco Malfoy, Tom Felton. Draco Malfoy, Harry's rival and Slytherin's poster boy, was played by British actor Tom Felton. Since Harry Potter ended, Felton has appeared in a number of indie films and television programs, including From the Rough and The Apparition. However, it would be criminal not to mention Felton's massive success on social media platforms, particularly TikTok, At one point, Draco-obsessed fans began using the hashtag DracoTalk, which became massively viral. 19. Narcissa Malfoy, Helen McCrorie. Narcissa Malfoy, wife of Lucius, mother of Draco and sister of Bellatrix, was played by British actress Helen McCrorie. Tragically, McCrorie just passed away last year. In the years after Harry Potter had ended, McCrorie found a great deal of success in various film projects, television programs, including Hugo, James Bond Skyfall, and Peaky Blinders. R.I.P. Helen. 20. Rubius Hagrid, Robbie Coltrane. Hogwarts Keeper of Keys and Grounds and Harry's protector, Rubius Hagrid, was played by actor Robbie Coltrane. Since Harry Potter ended, Coltrane has toned down the workload and has only featured in a handful of projects including Channel 4 series National Treasure, as well as Pixar's Brave, where he voices Lord Dingwall. 21. Cormac McLaggen, Freddie Stromer. Cormac McLaggen, the insufferable Gryffindor student and Quidditch player, known to drop his family name at the drop of a hat, was played by actor Freddie Stromer. Since Harry Potter ended, Stromer has featured in a number of film projects, TV shows, including Pitch Perfect, Game of Thrones, The Inbetweeners, and Bridgerton. 22. Rita Skeeter, Miranda Richardson. Rita Skeeter, poison piece expert and journalist, intent on making everyone look bad, was played by actress Miranda Richardson. Since Harry Potter ended, Richardson has featured in a number of TV miniseries, including, but not limited to, Rubicon, Parade's End, World Without End, and Good Omens. 23. Bellatrix, Helena Bonham Carter. Bellatrix Lestrange, Voldemort's infamous right-hand woman, was expertly played by actress Helena Bonham Carter. Based on the insanity of her character, one might assume that it would require an actress who, at least loosely, resembled this character. However, Carter is certainly not insane, and this is just a testament to her acting ability. Since Harry Potter ended, Carter has continued to play other strange and demanding characters with roles in Dark Shadows, Les Miserables, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and Cinderella. 24. Cornelius Fudge, Robert Hardy. Cornelius Fudge, everyone's least favorite Minister for Magic and infamous Voldemort denier, was played by actor Robert Hardy. Hardy tragically passed away in 2017 at the age of 91, but it should be noted that Hardy impressively worked until the day that he died. After Harry Potter had ended, Hardy appeared in TV series Little Dorrit, TV movie Churchill, and short Joseph's Reel. 25. Dolores Umbridge, Imelda Staunton. Dolores Umbridge, tyrant of Hogwarts students and staff, and probably Harry Potter's best bad guy, was expertly played by actress Imelda Staunton. Since Harry Potter ended, Staunton has featured in a number of film, television projects, including Maleficent, Downton Abbey, and The Crown, where she plays Queen Elizabeth II. I know you all hate Umbridge, but don't direct that anger at Staunton. 26. Gilderoy Lockhart, Kenneth Branagh. Gilderoy Lockhart, Order of Merlin, 3rd Class, honorary member of the Dark Force Defense League, and 5-time winner of Witch Weekly's Most Charming Smile Award, was expertly played by actor Kenneth Branagh. Many of you may not know this, but Branagh, in addition to being an extremely accomplished actor, is also a very well-respected director and writer. After the Harry Potter series came to an end, Branagh featured as an actor in many popular films, including Dunkirk, Tenet, and Murder on the Orient Express, which he also happened to direct. 27. Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe. The man the whole story is based around, Harry Potter, was expertly played by actor Daniel Radcliffe. Provided that Daniel's role is synonymous with the films, you'd think that he would have been typecast as Harry forever. And if you thought that, you're probably still right. However, Radcliffe, a truly dedicated actor, clearly has ambitions of transcending being just Harry Potter, as he has starred, featured, in many films since the Harry Potter films came to an end. Since Harry Potter ended, Radcliffe has tried his hand at Broadway, starring in the Broadway musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, as well as featured in numerous films including, but not limited to, The Woman in Black, Now You See Me Too, and The Lost City. But in what I feel will be his best performance yet, aside from Harry, of course, Radcliffe will be starring in the upcoming Weird Al Yankovic biopic, playing Weird Al himself. 28. Argus Filch, David Bradley. Argus Filch, Hogwarts resident caretaker and second half to Mrs. Norris, was played by actor David Bradley. Since Harry Potter ended, Bradley has been extremely active in the film TV industry, which is particularly impressive if we consider the fact that he's now 80 years old. He's been involved in a multitude of successful TV series since Harry Potter ended, including Afterlife, Game of Thrones, Doctor Who, and Wizards. At 80, he doesn't seem to be slowing down, either. May Bradley be an inspiration to us all. 29. Arthur Weasley, Mark Williams. Arthur Weasley, kind, patient, and caring father of the impressively large Weasley family, was played by actor Mark Williams. Since Harry Potter ended, Williams has found a considerable amount of success in the long-running BBC TV series Father Brown, where he plays the main character. The series is currently 9 seasons strong and looks as though it may be back for more. 30. Molly Weasley, Julie Walters. Molly Weasley, mother of the Weasley clan and destroyer of Bellatrix Lestrange, was played by actress Julie Walters. After Harry Potter ended, Walters, among many other things, reprised her role in the Mamma Mia films, played Mrs. Bird in Paddington, and played Mrs. Medlock in The Secret Garden. 31. Severus Snape, Alan Rickman. Severus Snape, one of the most iconic grey characters in all of film, was expertly played by the late Alan Rickman. Rickman tragically passed away in 2016, but for 5 years after the last Harry Potter film came out, continued to grace us with his acting in a multitude of projects. These projects included films like A Little Chaos, Gambit, and A Promise. I think it's safe to say that Alan Rickman will be remembered by Harry Potter fans always. 32. Kingsley Shacklebolt, George Harris. Kingsley Shacklebolt, Order of the Phoenix member and later Minister for Magic, was played by actor George Harris. In recent years, it appears that Harris has kept a relatively low profile, seemingly enjoying the fruits of his success. Since Harry Potter ended, Harris has only appeared in a few episodes of TV miniseries, including Sinbad and Star Hunter Redux. 33. Pomona Sprout, Miriam Margolyes. Pomona Sprout, Hogwarts Herbology Professor and head of Hufflepuff House, was played by actress Miriam Margolyes. Since the end of Harry Potter, Margolyes has featured in many popular TV shows, films, including Merlin, Doc Martin, Call the Midwife, and The Guilt Trip, to name a few. 34. Hermione Granger, Emma Watson. Hermione Granger, Harry's trusty friend and Ron's later love interest, is played by none other than Emma Watson. After the Harry Potter films had ended, Watson went on to achieve many great things both inside and outside of the world of acting. In addition to starring in several films, including Beauty and the Beast, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and Bling Ring, Watson was also able to graduate from Brown University with a bachelor's degree in English literature. In adulthood, Watson has also helped leverage her platform in order to serve as an advocate for gender equality. 35. Percy Weasley, Chris Rankin. Percy Weasley, aka the least popular Weasley child, was played by actor Chris Rankin. Since Harry Potter, it appears as though Rankin has slowed down the workload somewhat, having worked on only a few projects. These projects include Total Wipeout, The Stone, and The Wizard of Oz. 36. Oliver Wood, Sean Biggerstaff. Oliver Wood, captain and keeper for the Gryffindor Quidditch team, was played by actor Sean Biggerstaff. Since Harry Potter ended, Biggerstaff has featured in numerous short films, as well as a few regular-length films and TV programs. These films' TV programs include Mary Queen of Scots, Urban Myths, and Super November. 37. Petunia Dursley, Fiona Shaw. Petunia Dursley, Harry's despicable but possibly very misunderstood aunt, was played by actress Fiona Shaw. Since Harry Potter ended, Shaw has featured in a multitude of TV series, including True Blood, Mrs. Wilson, Baptiste, and Killing Eve. 38. Pansy Parkinson. Pansy Parkinson, the poster girl for Slytherin, was most recently played by actress Scarlett Byrne. Since Harry Potter ended, Byrne has featured in a number of TV series, including The Vampire Diaries, Falling Skies, and Runaways. Byrne is married to Cooper Hefner, son of Hugh Hefner. 39. Nymphadora Tonks, Natalia Tenner. Nymphadora Tonks, wife of Remus and brave Order of the Phoenix member, was played by actress and musician Natalia Tenner. Since Harry Potter ended, Tenner has featured in many popular TV programs, including Game of Thrones, The Mandalorian, and Origin. 40. Bill Weasley, Domhnall Gleeson. Bill Weasley, Gringotts curse breaker and the husband of Fleur Delacour, was played by British actor Domhnall Gleeson, the son of Mad-Eye Moody actor Brendan Gleeson. Since Harry Potter ended, Gleeson has found an incredible amount of success in both TV and film. Gleeson notably plays General Hux in Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. 41. Dean Thomas, Alfred Enoch. Dean Thomas, a fellow Gryffindor in Harry's year, who eventually joins Dumbledore's army, was played by actor Alfred Enoch. After Harry Potter, Enoch went on to star in ABC's How to Get Away with Murder. 42. Cho Chang, Katie Leung. Cho Chang, a Ravenclaw student and one of Harry's first love interests, is played by actress Katie Leung. Since Harry Potter ended, Leung has kept her workflow fairly steady, featuring in a different TV program or film every year or so. These films and TV programs include Trainspotting, The Foreigner, Locked Down, and TV series Strangers. 43. Neville Longbottom, Matthew Lewis. Actor Matthew Lewis played the mild-natured and later exceedingly courageous Neville Longbottom, a proud Gryffindor. After Harry Potter ended, Lewis made his on-stage debut in 2012 when he featured in the play Our Boys. Lewis also went on to star and feature in a multitude of films and TV shows. In more recent years, Lewis has found considerable success in his role as Hugh Holton in TV series All Creatures Great and Small. 44. Moaning Myrtle, Shirley Henderson. Moaning Myrtle, a Ravenclaw student killed by Slytherin's basilisk under a young Tom Riddle's orders, was played by actress Shirley Henderson. In the last decade, Henderson has featured in a number of TV programs, including Happy Valley, The Nest, and Southcliffe. 45. Luna Lovegood, Ivana Lynch. Actress Ivana Lynch plays Luna Lovegood, the eccentric Ravenclaw student who is known for peculiar behavior. Since Harry Potter, Lynch has appeared in a handful of projects, including the BBC drama Silent Witness, Irish independent film My Name is Emily, and comedy GBF. 46. Xenophilius Lovegood, Rhys Ifans. Xenophilius Lovegood, the bizarre father of Luna Lovegood and editor of The Quibbler, was played by actor Rhys Ifans. Since Harry Potter ended, Ifans has gone on to appear in numerous films, including The Kingsman, Spider-Man, and Snowden. For some reason, I always get Rhys confused with Paul Bettany. Does that happen to anyone else? 47. Katie Bell. Katie Bell, Gryffindor student and Gryffindor Quidditch chaser, was played by actress Georgina Leonidas. Since Harry Potter ended, Leonidas seems to have divided her time fairly equally between theater, film, and television. She notably appears in the film Papadopoulos and Sons, television program Father Brown alongside Mark Williams, and a theatrical production of Beauty and the Beast. 48. Mad-Eye Moody, Brendan Gleeson. Mad-Eye Moody, Order of the Phoenix member and famous dark wizard catcher, is played by actor Brendan Gleeson, father of Bill Weasley actor Domhnall Gleeson. Since Harry Potter ended, Gleeson has found considerable success in television with long-standing roles in both State of the Union as well as Mr. Mercedes. 49. Viktor Krum, Stanislav Yanevsky. Viktor Krum, Bulgarian and seeker for the Bulgarian national Quidditch team, was played by actor Stanislav Yanevsky. Since Harry Potter ended, Yanevsky has only appeared in a few television film projects, including Resistance, Last Man Down, and Undercover. 50. Patil Twins. The Patil Twins, Parvati and Padma, were played by actresses Shefali Choudhury and Afshan Azad. Since Harry Potter ended, Shefali went on to act in films such as I Am the Doorway, Heist, Jane, and Odilo Fabien. Afshan Azad hasn't appeared in any TV programs or films since Harry Potter, but has established herself quite well as a social media personality. And that's it for this video. This video was a lot of fun to make, as it allowed me to research so many of my favorite actors. I can tell you that my list of films to watch has grown a lot. Were you surprised by any of this? Anything important that I missed? Then be sure to leave a comment down below. Until next time, remember, there is plenty to be learned even from a bad teacher. What not to do, how not to be.